And now, a bonus segment from the Big John and Ramblin' Ray Show.
Last week, J.B. Pritzker vowed to dismantle a program to help low-income students attend private schools if, in fact, he's elected governor. He said this to the Illinois Education Association. I'm opposed to the $75 million tax credit, that school voucher system that Rauner has created. We should, as soon as possible, do away with it. Here to give the Republicans' response, Lieutenant Governor Evelyn Sanguinetti is here and a returning guest here on WDLS. How problematic would it be for the taxpayers of Illinois to lose this program that our governor put in place recently?
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, incredibly problematic. I'm just baffled by what's driving J.B. Pritzker on this. How could you take away this sort of opportunity for children that are in underserved neighborhoods and have no other choice but to be able to go to these private schools?
So describe to us exactly what the program does, Lieutenant Governor, just to bring our listeners up to date.
Well, as you folks know, the governor had signed historic school funding legislation. This was all passed on a bipartisan basis. Part of that school reform included a bipartisan scholarship program for low-income students. And this is significant because at times, you know, there are certain neighborhoods where the kids, their parents don't have the money to uproot the whole family and move to another neighborhood. So these sort of scholarships are the only way that could put these children at a level playing field with the rest of the children that are going to high school or junior high or whatnot in our great state. So with that, I just don't understand why J.B. Pritzker would take away this sort of opportunity.
Well, I think it has a lot to do with the Illinois Education Association and the unions. They opposed to most school voucher programs.
Well, this is an opposition to opportunity, and that is what baffles me. You know, for me, it hits straight home. As you folks know, I grew up without opportunities until later on in life when I was saved by a magnet school. That was life-changing for me. Before that, access and opportunity was unavailable in the sort of neighborhoods I grew up in. So I know what it feels like to go to school every day and be disinterested and uninspired. I failed the first grade because of that. And I want the children in Illinois to have the sort of opportunities that children in other states are able to have. This sort of opportunity in the way of a scholarship is all that these children have in underserved areas. And by taking that away from them, you have to be completely out of touch.
But the public school doesn't lose the full funding with the voucher program to the program's credit. Some of the funding that would have gone to a public school for a student that's no longer going to attend there, but is going to go to a private school, still goes to the public school. So I would think it's a good deal all the way around.
You are correct. It's a good deal all the way around, and it's the best deal for our children living in those underserved areas.
Okay, we're talking with Lieutenant Governor Evelyn Sanguinetti this morning on WDLS.
Well, it's interesting that that Pritzker, you know, obviously the guy has deep pockets. He wants to connect with the low-income families and he'll say he's going to help them. I don't know how this helps. All it seems to me to do is to hurt. But I think, John, you touched on a point. I just want to bring it up again. Is he pandering to the teachers' unions?
Well, that's what it's smelling like to me, because there is absolutely no reason why you would do that to children who lived in underserved areas and do not have access or opportunity unless you give them these sort of scholarships. So he's pandering to some sort of venue. But right now, what we need to do is educate ourselves and find out who this guy really is. Who takes away opportunities from children? Honestly, who does that?
Well, it's going to be a long and I think a very expensive and bloody campaign on both sides towards November. I'm sure we'll have you back often, and we'll reach out to J.B. Pritzker's office to make time available to him as well. Lieutenant Governor, have a terrific day. Thanks for your time this morning.
Stay safe, guys. It's snowy and yucky out there on a Monday.
It's not a good day. Poor Cubs, poor Sox, you know? All right, thank you. Take care, Lieutenant Governor.
For more Big John and Ramblin' Ray, tune in to them live weekday morning, 6 till 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890. And you can stream them at WLSAM.com.